forgot to push that button, didn't I, Mike? I was watching a television show the other day about some truck drivers up in Alaska. They was driving their trucks on ice-covered lakes and ice-covered roads. And it got me to thinking about a Bible word, backsliding. And we can find a passage about that in our Bible in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 14. The New American Standard Translation and the New International Version take different approaches on the wording of this passage. So let me read them both. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 14. The New American Standard reads, "The backslider in heart will have his fill of his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied with his." And then from the New International Version, "The faithless will be fully repaid for their ways, and the good rewarded for theirs." And then there's another version from the New King James, and it will only take a second, I think, but it says, "The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from above." Today's lesson is kind of a warning, and I believe it was a warning given by Solomon a long time ago in the wisdom writing. I want you to think with me of an ice-packed road that is extended for miles, and it starts to incline. It becomes steeper and steeper. You are driving up the hill. What might you start to worry about if the hill gets steeper and is packed with snow? You would start to think about backsliding. Sliding backwards. I remember when I was a young boy, spending hours sledding on the hills behind our home about this time of year, having so much fun sledding down the snow-packed hill and then dragging my sled back up to the top. That wasn't so much fun, because the course of the hill became so slick that I could hardly get my feet on solid ground, and I would start to slide backwards. It took effort, I guess, to get back up to the top of the hill. Sometimes it's easy to slide, I think. Now, that was a parable story, but it's an important one. I want you to think with me just for a little bit that man's life is affected by the course that they follow. What they do for good or for bad, our conduct will follow us. In verse 14, both the backslider and the good man are filled with what is in their heart. It's seen with the company that they keep, the conduct in their lives. The backslider is filled with his own ways, our passage says. What pleases him, what makes him comfortable, that is what satisfies the backslider. He has gotten a fair distance away from where he was, from where he started, but he starts to slide backwards, and that hurts him. The good man is filled with things of God. So, there's an ice-covered hill ahead, the parable would say, a slick hill that pictures how we can slip and slide and go backwards. And maybe even after doing so for a while, go off the side of the hill. And we certainly don't want to do that, do we? The parables of Jesus emphasizes the results of the conduct of our lives and the destiny of mankind. The farmer and his rival in Matthew chapter 13, sowing tares in his field. The builder building his house on the sand, Matthew chapter 7. And the rains came, and the house slides down the hill and is destroyed. All of these stories indicate the same idea of backsliding, losing ground that we might have gained in the past. We must not do that. As we grow older, we simply cannot do that. In Luke 15, Jesus spoke about four types of backsliding: the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost younger son, and the lost older son. The word backslider seems to have a negative tone to it. We use it sometimes in unpleasant kinds of expressions. Most folks shrink back when they hear the word backslider, just like maybe we do when we hear the words Jezebel or Judas, or maybe the word hypocrite. Judas was a backslider. The term backslider is a word we don't like to hear. We don't like to be associated with it or admit in any way, shape, or form that we might have descended from where we once were, where we've descended from the work of the Lord. So I want to suggest to us this morning that there are different kinds of backsliding that we can let ourselves get involved in as we travel down this icy road of life. We usually think of a backslider as a person who leaves the faith. Sometimes he's called an apostate, someone who obeyed the gospel and was faithful just for a little while and then forsakes the Lord altogether. We would call that person a backslider. He may even have been important among all of the saints. Well known, someone like Judas, maybe, that we mentioned just a moment ago. It's shameful to be branded a traitor, marked a turncoat. So it's disgraceful to be called a backslider, someone who has left the sheepfold, a soldier or a marine that might have made a mistake and lost his rank. Let me read to you a passage of scripture. You might want to turn there with me in your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 15. Here in verse 15, Peter deals with this issue that we are talking about. And he says, there are those which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb donkey, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. And he says, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. We could read some more in that passage, but what he's talking about is those who come into the faith and leave the faith because of a desire to follow their own fleshly ways. And we don't want to do that. So, when the word backslider comes up, we think of that, and we tell ourselves we don't want to do that. We don't want to be one who comes into the faith, into the fellowship with God, and become part of God's family, and then leave. So, that's one kind of backslider. Another kind of backslider is one who obeys the gospel and is added into God's family by the Lord and appears to be staying in God's family, but is leaving and living a worldly life of sin and is separated from God by the life that he lives, leaving the faith and returning to the kind of lifestyle that he once had lived, but maybe still attending once in a while the church of the Lord. Is there anyone like that in our midst? There can be. This can take place, and a person can fail to see the slippery slope that he's on and find themselves slipping backwards. Jesus talked about that when those who hear the word and obey the word, and then the thorns grow up among them, and their faith is crowded out by the kind of life that they live. They refocus their lives on less meaningful things until the joy and the commitment to Jesus takes a back seat and they begin to backslide. Satan wants us to think that we're not backsliding. He wants us to stay where he thinks we should be in our faith when we backslide. He wants us to go the wrong way. He wants us to be corrupted and slide away from the word. I think David realized that when he had penned some of the Psalms in the Old Testament. He learned from a practical point of his own temptation and his own experience that he was moved away from God, and that separated him from the faith that he once had before he had sinned so regretfully. And he finally came to himself and prayed to God, "Restore the joy of my salvation, O Lord." Psalm number 51. And verse 12. "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with the free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from the blood guiltness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise." David learned the hard way that anyone, however close to God that they might be, can slide backwards. And he gave good warning that we need to be careful from descending from purity into impure living and indulging in the flesh. Backsliding is to lose the carefulness of spirituality, the carefulness of godliness in our daily lives. We need to remember David really never got over his sin. I'm sure that he was forgiven by God when he had prayed and when he had repented, but his sin affected his life. So just a little bit later on, he said, "Keep thy heart right with God with all diligence, lest you bring woe upon yourself. Watch unto prayer and guard against the beginnings of sins, lest your bones wax old through your loins and your moisture be turned into the drought of summer." David had to learn the hard way, didn't he? From the nature of what we're talking about today, backsliding, from Solomon's little parable. There's a third kind of backsliding that we might mention. Maybe those of us among God's people don't go back all the way to the kinds of sins that were very true of us before we obeyed the gospel and came into the fellowship with Jesus. Maybe we don't go back to late night New Year's Eve parties, drinking alcohol and engaging in loose morality of different kinds, but maybe we just slide backwards in our dedication, in our commitment to the Lord and to ourselves. There are those who slide and leave the faith all the way, and then there are those who leave within their hearts but stay in the fellowship of the church. And then there are some who maybe are going backward in their commitment, backwards in their worship, backwards maybe in their faithfulness. In their dedicated service to the Lord and not doing the things that God would want them to do. John Mark was a good example when he wanted to go home and spend his time in another location. We read about that in Acts chapter 13. The Bible says that he deserted them and returned to Jerusalem. Let each of us not be found deserting the Lord. Let's not be found backsliding in our prayers. Let's not be found backsliding in what we give, in our service of our time. Let's not be found backsliding in our commitment to the worship of the Lord. There's a lot of ways that we can separate ourselves from God. So, what is this nature of backsliding? Well, the backslider He's not a back runner. He don't jump backwards every leap and bound. He backslides. He loses momentum easily, effortlessly, moving backwards, softly, smoothly, a little bit at a time, maybe unnoticed, backsliding away from where he was. So, what must we do to prevent this backsliding? We need to put on our tire chains, put on our spikes on our snowshoes, so that we don't slide backwards in our service, so that we keep on moving forward and upward. Let us not be found backsliding from our love of God or our commitment to Him. Let's not backslide from our determination to serve Him and obey His will. When we don't do all that, we can find ourselves backsliding from the wounds of Christ, from the work of God, from the spiritual blessings that Jesus has given us, and maybe even from the hope of heaven. And that's most likely what David was getting at, I think, when he says that we need to keep our heart. Our heart should be the fountain of blessings, not the fountain of evil. When we are righteous, we follow the way of the Lord. But the backslider that Solomon is talking about slid backwards into his own ways. His problem developed over time, and he pursued the wrong direction. I'd like to suggest to us that it's our responsibility to keep our faith steadfast, keep our faith growing and developing. We need to grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to add constantly to our faith virtue and knowledge and temperance and patience and godliness and brotherly love. And we need not start missing the things of God in our lives and putting them off for convenience. We need to be in worship service constantly. We need to be adding to that, not taking away. So, the Lord calls upon us to be good. The good man, he says, is contrasted to the backslider, the one who goes in reverse rather than moving forward in the Lord. As each of us get older, it becomes easy to forget and easy to slack off. But the Lord calls us to move forward, to step up, to not let ourselves be the one that fails to get to the top when the slope ahead is slick. The hills and the valleys is kind of a parable of life, I think, because there will be difficulties as we move forward, difficulties of all kinds. And we think maybe when we get older, we won't have those difficulties. Maybe we won't have those temptations we once had. But the temptations don't change. The temptations are just as strong and continue with us as we live our lives. So, we need to make a commitment that we will not go in reverse, that we will go forward in the service to God, and that we won't backslide into a lesser position in our faith, in our commitment to the Lord. We need to find ways to serve God and do His will that will keep us moving forward. Well, that's my lesson this morning. And we need to observe the warning of our passage of Scripture. The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. God will take care of us if we keep moving forward and upward in our service to Him. Please make that commitment in your life. Some of you may not have obeyed the gospel. You need to do that in order to move forward spiritually and to grow up as a person in your life. The Spirit is speaking to us today. Are you listening to what He's saying? Have you moved away from Jesus being your first love? What will you do about it? Won't you obey His call today? Believe in Christ. Turn away from your fleshly desires. Be buried with Him in baptism for the remission of sins. Or maybe if you've backslid And you need to confess that to the Lord. We can help pray for you, and we can help pray with you. Won't you come, please, as we stand and sing the song?